Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Southern Gothic, the podcast, and you can stream it at southerngothicmedia.com. And the host, storyteller, audio engineer, Brendan Schecksnyder. I want to take us down to, I want you to take us down to Georgia. And Lake Lanier, there's been some, over the years, divers there have reported some pretty creepy things beneath the murky waters. They talk about freaky catfish as big as Volkswagens and.
Oh, yeah.
Something like, what was it? The body count there is incredible. Since 1994 up until about 2020, there were over 200 people that died in that lake. What's happening there?
I believe it's much higher even now. It's like. Over 600 since it was created at this time. So it's fascinating. This is one of the stories that I think has really caught on lately, Lake Lanier and the curse of Lake Lanier. It's one of the kind of modern ones that hasn't been around for too long, but it's kind of built up, obviously, with a body count like this. How could it not? And, you know, the lake, it was built. It's a man-made lake. It was built. They dammed the Chattahoochee River back in 1956. Right. And in doing this, it took about 10 years to essentially purchase all the farmland, all the bottomland out in the Georgia Hills. This is right outside of Atlanta. And they had planned on making this as like an aqueduct, water and hydroelectric power for the city of Atlanta. They knew how much it was growing. And so they purchased all this farmland from all these farmers, didn't have a lot of money, and paid rock bottom dollar for it as well. And they went ahead, dammed the river, opened the dam, closed the dam in 1956. And all those waters started rising on what used to be towns. So today, if as you mentioned, you know, scuba divers and folks can go down there, and there is still structures from back in the 40s that are still there under the waters of the lake.
Wow.
All that. There's actually even a drought. I believe it was in the early 2000s where the water level was the lowest it had been since the 50s. and there were actually some things sticking out of the lake. There was an old speedway that apparently had some stands sticking out over by Gainesville. So people got really creeped out by this to think about, you know, there's a city under the lake, but, you know, obviously it has earned this reputation. It's a very deadly lake. Just this past year alone, I know there's about a half dozen people actually passed away on the lake. Different reasons, some drowned. The one was electrocuted this year. So a very lethal lake, whether that's of this curse that might have occurred, or whether or not it's, you know, kind of, you know, we like our hillbilly fun out there on the lake. So who knows if it's a little bit of hold my beer as well. But the lake's, you know... The lake is definitely a place you don't want to go. Now, there's a couple theories why it's cursed, you know, why we've had all this dead. You know, one of them, of course, is that at the bottom of the lake, in these old towns and the divers going down, you can find that there are these old cemeteries down there at the bottom of the lake. And supposedly, the Army Corps of Engineers, they were supposed to move all of these interred bodies because, this, you know, consider that sacred land all the way out to other cemeteries. And today you can go to some of the cemeteries around the lake, and there are plaques there talking about some of the tombs there. Some of the plots were folks who were moved from what would have been under the lake, but apparently they didn't do a great job of it. And some of those plots, of course, would have been little family cemeteries, right, just on their property. So maybe they missed a few, maybe they didn't. And for years, folks talked about Lake Lanier was cursed because of that. And the way that people described, I'm sorry, Richard.
No, you go ahead. You continue,
sure,
continue on.
What they described with this curse was people would be swimming in the lake, and they would say that it would feel like they're being drugged down deeper, like hands were pulling them down. That was a very common experience of feeling that. I've talked to, since we put out a podcast on the episode, we put out one back in 2019 before it got really big at that point in time. There wasn't a lot of information on it at that point. And I've actually had three different first responders email me and talk about pulling people out of the lake and describing similar experiences to where they felt like they were being drugged down deeper, like they were being trapped in the water. And that the lake was causing this. So it's a very lethal lake. You know, there's other theories at the same time. This is one of those stories that's in flux right now. It's in flux as to how people are interpreting this curse. As I said, for a long time, we didn't move these cemeteries. And when I first looked at the story, that was the main one, that the cemetery's under there, this was land that way. But since that time, it's evolved. It's evolved with people's understanding of the property and what's underneath, because underneath that lake, one of those towns is a town called Oscarville. And back in the 1920s, Oscarville was a primarily African-American community. And at that point in time, it was a lot of sharecropping and things like that. Folks owned farms there. It wasn't a very affluent community by any means whatsoever down there. But back in the 20s, there was a crime committed. A young white woman was raped. And of course, it was an unfortunately classic Southern story we hear far too often during that time period, of a gentleman from Oscarville was believed to have committed the crime. And over the course of the next month, the community from there in Forsyth County, the white community and the community of Oscarville, it just escalated very. There's a lot of events that led up to this final, just ultimate, horrific, violent act. All of the people in Oscarville were literally run out of town. It was just violence on top of violence. It was something that looks a lot, if you're familiar with the Black Wall Street, what happened there. Just folks being run out of town of their home. And Oscarville now sits at the bottom of that lake. So some people do believe that the curse might be part of that as well. And that's something that's a more modern giving. And we see that because TV shows are picking up on it. TV shows are picking up on that history. And they're kind of promoting that as the possibility there. So.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
There is a legend of a ghost of a long dead woman roaming the lake in a flowing blue dress. Tell me about her.
Yes, sir. Yeah, this is an old ghost story that's been around there for a while. So the curse is a little relatively new. But you know, when the lake itself was first, when the dam was closed and the lake started filling up, just almost out of the gate, they were having drownings in the lake. Okay. I mean, as early as the early 50s, they already had a scuba team trained in Gainesville, because of some of these problems. But in 1958 was when this particular one happened. There was two women, a woman by the name of Delia Mae Parker Young and Susie Roberts. And there were two local women down there in Georgia, and they were out there in the middle of the night. They were driving to a local dance. Okay, at a local dance hall, and they were driving these winding roads. And if you ever get a chance to go to the lake, being out there in the middle of night, I can't imagine. But what you're driving on is essentially the top of mountains that you don't realize are mountains because the lake water is so high now, right? Because that's what they filled in. And so these are ridges, winding roads, and they're out there in the middle of the night, probably about 10 o'clock at night, driving those roads. And at that point in time, as they neared the bridge right by Gainesville, the Dawsonville Highway Bridge, they just went right over the edge. And we have no understanding why. The next day, when folks came out and they saw what had happened, they saw skid marks going straight over the bridge and into the water. So, of course, you know, they had the dive team come out. Everybody's come out there searching the water, everything, looking for these women. Something. It was a 1954 Ford coupe that Susie was driving, and they couldn't find anything. Spent weeks trying to find these women down there. So they eventually just had to give up. And these women, you know, just were, you know, lost to time, we assume. But about a year later, in 1959, a fisherman who was out on the lake just in the early hours of the morning, he gets quite a bit of a shock because as he's out there fishing, he discovers the remains of a human floating on the surface not far from the bridge. And they are badly decomposed, just horrifically decomposed. They couldn't identify who she was even or the cause of the death. But, you know, everybody just assumed that this was one of the women from that night, right? This had to have been Delia Mae Parker Young or Susie Roberts, right. But they couldn't actually confirm it, right? So it just kind of goes on, and 31 years pass with no resolution whatsoever. But in that period of time, what ended up happening was folks began seeing the apparition of this woman in blue out on that bridge. Now, I mean, I'm sure you've heard some of the lady in white stories, right? With the driver goes down the road and picks up a lady in white, and she disappears in the car. Well, I tell you, this one is not like that. It is much scarier because they say as they get closer to this woman in blue, it looks like she's looking over the bridge or something. She's in a very tattered dress. It's just falling apart. They say it looks awful. And as they get close, they realize that she doesn't have any hands as well. It's a very, very ominous spirit at that point in time. And years have talked about this for 30 years, talked about this lady in blue. And sometimes people say they still see her, but this is an older story in that. But after 30 years do pass by, eventually, back in, I believe it was 1990, November of 1990, they're doing construction on that bridge. They're gonna expand the bridge out on Old Dawsonville Highway. And as they're down there and they're dredging the bottom of the bridge, what do you know? They found something down there. They found that 1954 Ford down at the bottom. And they, of course, they pull it up and drop it on the land. And what do they realize? That there's someone inside and still behind the wheel.
Ooh.
Right. And, you know, at this point, they really, you know, they weren't really able to identify the remains, but all the personal belongings in the car, they were able to find that this was Susie Roberts. This was one of those two women. She had been down there trapped under the water in 90 plus feet of water at that point. You know, it was basically stuck within the tree trunks and the mud at the bottom because, again, this is a man-made lake and there were all trees still under there. So a lot of a lot of things down there to get stuck in. And, you know, now this was certainly something to celebrate at that point in time, you know, because the family
closure,
now identify not only her body, but also the body, of the other woman, because they were able to connect the two at that point. So ever since then, that's what folks believe. They say that lady in blue, that was actually Delia Mae Parker Young out there looking for her friend who had not been found yet down at the bottom of the lake. Now, you know, I tell people I love this story personally because it does kind of have a happy ending. But I personally learned something different from this. I went out and visited the lake. I went out and did a little extra research. And in doing so, as I mentioned earlier, I like going to cemeteries. All right, Richard. It's something I grew up doing. And we decided.
Yeah, I enjoy it, too. I enjoy it, too.
It's wonderful. It's, you know, whether it's a haunting or not, it's a lifetime of stories every couple feet, you know. And I decided to go out to the cemetery where they were buried. It's the Alta Vista Cemetery right there in Gainesville. And it kind of, I don't know if it was to pay respects or something like that. And we went out and we looked around and we visited it, because it was wonderful that now they really had proper burials. Their names were on the graves at this point in time.
Right.
But, you know, when we went up to it, got a really big shock when we went up to Delia Mae's tombstone. It was interesting because, you know, those women, they had gone missing all the way back in the 1950s. But on this tombstone was this little trinket right next to the headstone that said, "I love you, Mom." And it was at that point in time, you know, she had a kid at that point when she went missing. And this man now has even since passed away from old age at this point. He was in his 70s. But there was just this one little reminder that these people who have been telling this ghost story about for years and years are real people. And there's a real humanity attached to what we do here when we tell ghost stories. So it just made it a little more heartbreaking for me.
When they found her body in the Ford coupe, what about her hands, Brendan?
Exactly. Well, that's exactly what they discovered, is that she didn't have hands. And my apologies to miss that. You know, obviously she'd been picked apart pretty badly by some of the creatures down there. So her body was, again, they weren't even able to identify the original woman who was found either. from all the decay and everything. So that,
no
that,
hands.
That just kind of leads into what the story said, of course, you know, that ghost was missing her hands.
Did you ever take a swim in Lake Lanier?
I will not. Research? Would you now, Richard?
No, not a chance. Not a chance.
I tell you, I think it's up for debate. You know, how much, what is true or what isn't at this point? But I'm not gonna risk it. No.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.